I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky visited his troops near the frontline city of Bakhmut on Wednesday, the ongoing battle for the city being one of the bloodiest of the war. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda reports.
Footage released by the president's office shows him handing out medals and visiting wounded in the Donetsk region, where Bakhmut is located. He's telling the troops that they're there to protect the land for their children and later in the hospital. Good luck, boys. Zelensky's visit came after a swarm of Russian drones hit Ukrainian cities, including the capital overnight, said by Ukraine's military to include Iranian-built suicide drones.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda. Russia has stepped up its missile and drone attacks against Ukraine, killing students and civilians in the violent follow-up to the dueling high-level diplomatic missions. Zelensky shared what a video said was a Russian missile slamming into an apartment building in southeastern city of Zaporizhia. At a news briefing, Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says he will support Poland, which bears an increasing burden due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Alongside Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, Fumio Kishida says he visited Ukraine and conveyed unwavering solidarity of Japan and G7 directly to President Volodymyr Zelensky, adding, as this year's G7 presidency, Japan will work together with Poland to demonstrate leadership so that the international community